Although women's economic participation is good for business, the Secretary General believes there's been too little investment in gender equality. For example, he pointed out that less than 10% of official development assistance targets women. And the news isn't much better when it comes to national funding for gender equality policies and programs.
Women's equality and participation is good for business. We must be mindful that the financing for development does not only happen at the macro level. Ensuring financial inclusion for women on the ground will be very important to making inclusive development a reality.
The landmark 1995 Beijing Women's Conference concluded with an action plan which affirmed women's empowerment as a condition for social change. Since then, great global strides have been made in areas such as public health and education, with parity among boys and girls going to primary school. But World Bank President Jim Yong Kim wants governments to go further.
We know based on evidence that gender equality is not only a condition for social justice, but a powerful driver of economic growth that can help deliver social justice, an inclusive growth that benefits all. And we now have data to prove that the world cannot achieve its potential or secure its future unless all its people can achieve and secure theirs.
In Addis, world leaders looked at ways to leverage new streams of financing from all sources, public, private, domestic, and international, to benefit women, all people, and the planet. Once again, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
It will take the concerted efforts of all of us to implement the right financing policies and allocations to ensure that the women and men, girls and boys will benefit equally from the new global sustainable development framework. This is their right, and it must be our legacy.
The third International Conference on Financing for Development ended on Thursday in Ethiopia. It's an important part of the process towards realizing the new Sustainable Development Goals, or the SDGs. World leaders are expected to adopt the SDGs when they meet at the UN in September. Deanne Penn, United Nations.